Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Timothy.
Uh-huh.
It's Evelyn. Evelyn Champagne King.
How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Let me give you a round of applause before you. Hold on one second.
Thank you.
No problem. I'm so honored to have you on the show. What a privilege it is to have you on the show. So how you
My
been
pleasure.
Doing?
I'm hanging in there. I'm just still Evelyn Champagne King, still working hard, hanging in there with the best of them.
So what have you been up to?
Well, I have last year, I put out my new CD called Open Book. And I'm still traveling, you know, every weekend I'm going on the road. So I just got back from Ocala, Florida, and from Florida, doing a disco prom show. That was fun. And just coming back from Huntsville, Alabama. And then I did a birthday bash for, like, smooth jazz artists, which my husband is included in as well. We'll talk about him later. I just came back from doing that, and I'm still working.
Okay.
I'm being blessed.
You have, thank God for that. You have such a legendary career. Who inspired you to do what you do today?
Well, who inspired me first and foremost was my mom and dad, you know, who kept me going. And, you know, God is always in our life, you know, so he just follows us in our travels. And I've just always been able to have a gift from him. My mom was always inspiring to just keep me on my toes as a young lady, and I kept that. I still have that. My dad was also a singer with harp tones, you know, with older groups, standard groups. He would stand in as a tenor. So it's been a journey of, you know, just having history from that far back to Linda Jones that sang Hypnotized. Chaka Khan, Patti LaBelle, Gladys Knight, you know, artists of that nature has just been very inspiring to me.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about Obama, the new first black president, and what do you think about him being, you know, our first black president and what he's doing so far?
Well, I don't want to get too into the political thing, but as far as him being our president, our first African-American president, well, black president, I'm very proud, you know, of him as well as Michelle. They just seem like a loving couple, and that, you know, prior to just being the president and the first lady, I just see that they love family and people first, and that's what the whole focus is, because they gotta address the nation, they gotta address the world, not just, you know what I mean, not just themselves. And they've been trying to do the best they can. I mean, you cannot come in office. And I personally think he can't jump on things and have things ready so quickly, which a lot of us have to realize. He just got there.
Right.
We got to give him a chance. He's doing the best he can after 8 years of failure of someone else. You just can't, you know, you just can't come in there being the star of the show, so to speak. You know, you have to come in there, and we all fall and come back up. And I think they're doing a great job. And I wish them all the best.
Yeah. What do you think on the music industry today, from when you first joined in, actually now today?
Well, the music business has changed so much. It's just that I personally feel there's a lot of us out there with different talent, and it's not recognized or noticed. The record companies have changed, and from my upbringing in the music business, it was very tough. I was only a youngster, you know, and there's others before me that have not seen things that they should have. You haven't seen your pay yet. You haven't seen, you know, your credentials as far as what you've achieved in this business. And, you know, I personally believe in God wholeheartedly to know that I know that he's watching everything I do. He keeps me, you know, grounded. I stayed grounded from the time of birth from my mom and dad to know that whatever you do in life, it comes back to haunt you. If you do something bad, it comes back. And I know that the business has changed me as an artist, not a person, because I'm always going to be me. I'm going to be me first before that, you know, the famous star as they quote us to be. We're always, my mother always told me, and I keep these words, and I want a lot of youngsters to know this, that you are a person before you a star. Even when you are a star, you have to remember you can always fall back down. You know, because that means a lot. So I keep that in mind, and with the business changing so much, the sound, the A&R people, the promotional side of it, the artists, their style and their singers. I mean, we got a lot of singers out there that are unrecognized. We got stylists that have their own style. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a different genre type of music. I know I come from the disco era, but I haven't stopped. And if we just keep going and let them know we're still out there, you know, I'm sure we'll be blessed and, you know, looked after. There's a lot of them I want them to know that you can go out and do it on your own, because you don't necessarily today, you can do it on your own. My husband is proof of that, to show me that he has done it on his own. He has two CDs out. His name is Freddie Fox. He's a smooth jazz guitarist. And as well as R&B with me, he's my music director. You know, I have my own thing going on right now. I was with the record company, and I was with several record companies. And the thing is, you just have to learn on your own. Don't think that things can't come to you, because they will, as long as you follow up business-wise. We have to learn.
Right. Now, another thing regarding the music industry, what do you think about this music rival with, even with not with just hip-hop artists, with R&B artists, well, it was, for instance, you got Diana Ross over here, and you got Patti LaBelle, and you got Gladys Knight on one stage, and Gladys Knight starts singing longer. Oh, well, she took over the mic, and she just took over everything, and she didn't give us a chance to sing. What do you think about things like that?
I personally think, the thing is, I personally believe in, it shouldn't be a competition in this business. And if people are seeing it in that manner, and that's always been the way they perform, you can't say anything really too much about it. You're still buying their CDs. You know what I'm saying? You're still respecting them as artists. That's their craft, their way. And if they're feeling that as a fan, I mean, you know, I mean, they can feel whatever they feel as fans. We got to take criticism very well. If they're saying that, you know, I can't really say anything to the fans of saying, don't say that. I mean, they're the fans. And if they feel that way, that someone's hogging the mic, or, you know, they've always seen Patti sing the way she sang. They've always seen Gladys sing the way she sang. You know, I mean, it's just the way it is. That's what we all grew up on listening to. But
now,
I personally don't get into it. You know, I don't get into it because I don't like competition. I feel like this. We're all going to meet in that same place one day. So, if anything, we should just praise each other for having the talent that God has given us.
Right. Your album, new album, your latest album, Open Book. Why did you decide to release this? And what is the album about? What is the title about, Open Book?
Well, Open Book first came about with Preston Glass, which he's also I think he's a contemporary artist, you know, and he has his own thing out. Preston Glass brought to my attention the record company and which was Big Day Jagger Records at the time. Universal is the distribution. And I came out with it. Their thing was to just have Evelyn just be her, you know, let the people really hear Evelyn again, you know, the same voice, but, you know, just letting them know that I can write as well. I have four songs on there, excuse me, with my husband, Freddie Fox, Tony Haynes. We have Jerry Griffith. So many people in there. And I'm just thrilled that I know that I can be able to write melodies. It's a learning process of doing something different. Open book, the titles and all of the songs are based, you know, a lot of them are based around my life. And the way Tony Haynes write lyrics is proof of that. And the musicians and everyone involved in the CD just made sure that Evelyn made a comeback to say she never left. It's just that this is her. It might be a mellower side of me, you know, to a lot of people. They were like, you know, they want to hear Shame again, you know.
Right.
But I'm trying to let them know that we have to be versatile. And we have to speak from our inner self. And I've been going through so much, you know, losing family members, losing a child in 89. And, you know, I have family that still backs me all the way. They're all over the place, scattered around in New Jersey, Atlanta, and Philadelphia. And I just have the love and support. So my CD is based on just how I feel inside.
Do you, I mean, you have, your name surely speaks for itself, but when you're around, let's say, a newer artist, you know, such as Keisha Cole, example, when you're working with her and then she may want things this way and you may want this way, well, you say, well, listen, I'm Evelyn Champagne King, so it's going to go this way. Do you ever use that as a grudge or as a privilege?
I don't do that.
I
personally, I never did. Like I said at first, we always come back down. So we have to know where our roots are. I'm originally from the Bronx. I speak very openly in what I got to say. I'm a Bronx girl, Philadelphia, raised in Philadelphia, lived in New Jersey, and I'm now in California. But I still believe that you have to be you, but at the same time, you do not have to act like you're better than anyone else. And I have no reason to do that because your talent and your inner self, the way you are, the way people, you know, perceive you, your personality is what's going to come first. So
right.
I don't have to say anything. My husband usually goes, oh, let them know who you are. Or, you know, someone would go, let them know who you are. Even in the airport. Now, this is funny. In the airport, they were like, it was very hard for me to sit in the middle seat. Of course, no one likes the middle seat. But it's very difficult when, you know, you're an artist, but I'm a person first. I don't have
right.
to use that with Keisha or any of the other artists. Their talent and their personality speaks for themselves. The lady said to me, well, we don't care who she is. I had to laugh. I thought it was funny because my husband said, well, we're trying to see if we can upgrade, you know, or get, we was going to pay, you know, but it was
right.
crowded. We wanted to make sure that we got a comfortable seat for me. And my husband just walked
right.
up to her nicely, and she was like, I don't care who it is. I had to laugh at that. It's no reason for me to argue, you know what I mean? Because
right.
everyone's going
right.
through things. So
right,
it's just
right.
deal with it. So I deal with it.
Right. Right. Now you're from the Bronx. How is it so now to live out in California from being reborn and raised in the Bronx?
Well, I was born in the Bronx, raised in Philadelphia. I mean, it is a difference. I mean, you got the laid back side, which is California to me, is laid back. And you got the hyper side, which is New York, New Jersey,
right.
Philly. It's just different. But I personally bring whatever I bring is going to be Evelyn. You know, it's just going to be me. I don't have to stoop to a bad level of things going on, be a music business or, you know, something that's not me. I enjoy life, so I try to live it to the fullest. I try and smile all the time. And I'm very bubbly, you know. I was raised that way. So
right.
it doesn't matter where I go. I just have a good time.
Right. Now, I'm going to talk about your hits, but I'm going to do one by one. I'm in Love, which is still a hit today. Who did you work with on this project, and who was the writer for this song?
For I'm In Love was, oops, let me make sure I get it right, Kashif, Paul Lawrence. Kashif and Paul Lawrence, they did a great job with me in the studio. I did Betcha, Love Come Down with them. But I'm In Love was like, I mean, I was young singing that. Not too young, but I was young singing that. And I wasn't really in love at the time, you know. But I can, you know, I can, like, relate of, you know, how to sing it and put it down. But I enjoyed it. I mean, I miss those days of music. We had a different kind of production feel going on. It was where, I mean, you still can dance today with the music, but it's just different. It's all changed.
All right. Your next one, Love Come Down. Was that the same pleasure?
Kashif.
Was it about love, or was it, what was this?
Love Come Down. Okay, we don't have to get into that part, but I mean, the words speak for itself.
Right.
The lyrics speak for itself, but what makes me laugh is when I'm traveling and I'm hearing, watching young kids at a festival singing that song, I think it's comical.
Yeah.
I'm going, wow, maybe they'll learn what it really means when they get older, but right now, I just like the fact that they can sing the song and party and have a good time. And they're with their parents, but they dancing like they on Soul Train and having a good old time.
What do you think about that? I mean, I think it's over 30 years since you released that song, and it's an anthem, and, you know, as you just stated, young kids are singing it, and they still dance to this song in a club. What do you think about that? It's a hit now. You know, I mean, it's always been a hit for a while, but what do you still think about it to this day? What do you think about that?
I think it's great because I still can live on with something that I have made people happy with, made people dance to, you know. So all the songs that I have out, I'm personally, like, very happy that I've done. I cannot actually sit up. There's a lot of artists always say this, you know, oh, I don't have a favorite. I really don't, because you have to make the decision of yes or no, you know.
Right.
That's not me. I don't want to sing that. You know, I think all the songs I've done, you know, it's just fun, or either make you dance, make you think, make you wonder. It's a lot of fun. I put this business for myself when I was 15 years old. Well, I was in a local band at 14, which I miss very much. I'm 16, traveling all over the world. Here I come out with Shame. I Don't Know If It's Right. Love Come Down, I'm In Love, That's Just She Don't Love You. You listen to the titles, it's like, wow, she's just in love all the time, you know. No, but but I know that people out there would love that. They need something that they can relate to or dance to and listen to. So I enjoy it. I really do.
It's a privilege, you know. You are, after so many years, all those songs are still hits today.
And I thank God for that every day. My fans, hey, without them, it wouldn't even be possible.
That's right, that's right. And
without the fans. And they're still there all these years.
Yeah. They still support you, still down through the years, as you can say. And you have, and your career is still legendary to this day. Another thing I want to touch is with I know you've performed all over, and some people say, oh, I love everywhere I perform, but do you have a favorite place that you've performed so far?
Well, I have to say, I've been coming to California way before I even moved here. I've been here now 18 years, and it's too funny, because I do love performing in California. I do love performing in North Carolina, South Carolina. The South, you cannot say you don't have fun in the South. Because they will come out in the rain, sleet, hail, wherever. I love playing in the South. I love playing in Chicago, Detroit. I really could say, like, a lot of places. And overseas is the UK for me. I mean, that's my spot. When I went there, I mean, I walked up and down the street, King's Road. Imagine that, the name King's Road. King's Road had nothing but shopping. And I tell you, I was so thrilled that I had to have no glasses on, no sunglasses. I was just walking and some would recognize me and some would not, you know, but it was more majority of no, not knowing who I was, or just letting you be yourself. And that's where I always stay grounded at. I know that I am Evelyn first. I am Bubbles, which is my nickname. I am her first.
You know what?
So it feels so good.
I didn't know that at all. when they promoted this show late last night when they were coming on, they had a bubble. They had that up there, and I'm like, what do they mean by that? And then you just just your nickname. I did not even know that.
Well, that's my nickname, but no one called me that besides my nieces and my nephews. And my sisters and my brothers and my mom and dad.
Okay.
Bubbles is, I mean, I don't mind it, but sometimes it's like, okay, that's enough is enough with the Bubbles thing, because I used to get teased in school. But Bubbles is my nickname that my mom gave to me when I was a little girl. When I was a little baby, I blew spit bubbles a lot. So to bring it to Evelyn Champagne King, my mom thought when I got in the record deal that Champagne sounds a lot more mature instead of Bubbles.
Right.
So that is, I keep Champagne there.
Okay. I'll
allow you to call me Bubbles just as once, Timothy. It's okay.
No, I wouldn't do that. I just curious why they said that when it was on a promotion. I'm like, what are they talking about?
Yeah, that is it.
They dig in so deeply. It's crazy.
Yeah, but it's okay. That's okay.
How do your parents feel about all your success?
Well, my parents passed away in 97.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
And a brother, Eric King. It was it was really weird because it was, you listen to the names. I mean, it was all namesakes. My daughter's name was Jania Champagne King. My mom passed away, Jania King. My dad, Eric Roderick King, he passed away, and my brother, Eric King Jr. passed away. So it was Eric Sr., Eric Jr., my daughter and my mom, both Janias. They both all passed away. And it's been very, very tough, but I'm hanging in there. And my parents were, I mean, they still are. I know they're watching every minute because I'm blessed. When I hit that stage, I see them and I think of them. They were my managers on the road, you know, road managers on the road. And my brother as well, he was a stage manager. He was up there on the stage with me. My daughter was my inspiration, you know, with my Girl Next Door album. When I had her, she was 1986. So I know that they're watching, and I know that they've always been proud. They've been very proud parents. My dad would wear my name on his body. I mean, he would. He had a denim jacket. This is something, a memory that I'll keep in my mind forever. He had a denim outfit with all denim, and his jacket was just his daughter's name and my face on it. And everywhere we went, he wanted everybody to know that, you know, he was very proud of his daughter. And my mom was the same. I mean, we made sure we were selling CD, you know, selling records out of the car a lot of times. But they're very proud parents.
So,
and I miss them dearly. I miss them dearly. Yes.
Would you like to talk to a fan?
That's no problem.
602, you're on the air.
Hello.
Thanks for letting me on. This is Sakita. Hello, Champagne, and hello,
Sakita,
everyone.
How are you?
I am so great. It's such an honor to talk to you. You're like, I've been a fan of yours since my teenage years. I've been a little bit over a decade, but I still play your music all the time. It's actually one of my intros to one of my blog talk shows. So, I really, really admire you. You're awesome.
Thank you so much.
Ever. And I was trying to see you in concert. Like, I think it was about 2 years ago. It was when I was in Phoenix. I think you were supposed to do some sort of summer jam thing in Phoenix. I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
It was like an old school jam. And I brought the tickets only for you. They had a lineup of people, but I brought it only for you. And then at the end, you know, I was getting so pumped, and you never showed up. So I was like, I was so upset. I was so disappointed. I was
it must have been
people.
Something in the business part happened.
Right. Well, you know what? Someone told me, because after I moved, told me that you showed up for the next one and that you were, like, off the hook. Everyone was so impressed. But I was the big
Thank
fan,
you.
So I was really
But I'll be back in Phoenix in July. I think
I'm in Texas now. I'm in Texas. I'm in close to the San Antonio area.
Well, I got to make sure I get out that way.
I know. I would really appreciate that. Are you?
I'm gonna try.
Are you on Twitter or anything?
Right now, I'm going. No, I'm just came from Florida, and right now I'm just doing weekend. You know, I'm just traveling around like crazy. I'm getting ready to go to Kentucky, Jacksonville. I'm just bouncing around.
No, I really hope you come out here.
You'll find out. I'll make sure I try and leave. I got to put my schedule up to let everyone know when I'm coming out.
Do you have like a Twitter account right now, or are you kind of staying a little
I'm staying away from the Twitter thing. I cannot believe you guys with this Twitter thing.
Well, I'm not big on the Twitter, but I mean, sometimes you know, celebrities or whatever, they're trying to keep people up with their schedule. So
yeah, I'd rather keep you up to date on Facebook or MySpace or something like that.
Oh, really?
Or my website, yes. So Evelyn Champagne King is the website. I'll be putting up dates soon. So
Evelyn Champagne King, awesome. That's great. Do you ever do like backstage tickets? Because I don't ever really go to concerts, but I would definitely go to one.
Well, no, it depends. I really can't sit up and say yeah, because then everybody would be calling for backstage passes. So, but I hope to see you on your next, you know, the next time I come out that way. You said Antonio?
Definitely, I'll keep up.
You got it.
Well, you're awesome. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you
really
so much. No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Ms. King, thank you for talking to one of your loyal fans, of course.
No problem. I appreciate that. See,
no,
they come from all over. I love it.
Yeah. When you're on stage or when you're doing your music, what type of message do you like to bring to your audience or your fans?
Well, I like to always bring to them that life is short, number one. We all know. We've lost so many legends and so many artists out there and people in general. The thing is, we just have to keep our heads up, keep faith, keep God in your life. Just be happy, you know. I mean, what are we here for? You understand what I mean? So it's I enjoy what I do. I always tell them I appreciate the love and support they've shown and given me. I'm just basically, when I'm on stage, I put them inside my living room, and I try to do that at every performance. And I'll never stop doing that. But just be, you know, look up to the heights of things, you know, to the stars and say, if you have a dream, those dreams can be fulfilled because mine is.
Right. There's so many artists, there's so many people that want to sing and that want to get into the music industry. What advice would you give to them?
Well, first and foremost, I know I was young coming out. And they have to have someone that really cares. You know who that is first, which is your parents, you know. If you even have one single, you know, single moms and single dads are good too. You know, they're people too. And if you have one person that you can listen to and that has, you know, raised you, know you, and know your talent, and don't tell them, don't steer them in the wrong direction of saying they're great and they need lessons or, you know, let them know the truth. And be honest with them so that way they won't be hurt in the long run, because it's a lot of them that are out to me, you know, that go out there and, you know, they're embarrassed or hurt, offended, do not take criticism well, and it does hurt them in the long run. All they have to do is just practice, learn. I mean, I honestly never sit up and practice, but I know that the God gave me that gift, and I'm still hanging in there with it. But in the long run, learn the business, learn the craft. Get your education first. You know, do what you got to do to hang in there for the long haul. I just received the Living Legend Award. So, I mean, it kind of cracks me up because I'm going, wow, I'm only 48 years old. I'll be 40. You don't think of that, you know. I think of a living legend being like in their 60s or something, you know. Nothing against them. But, hey, here I am. So the proof is in the light. You just stay strong, you know, go for what you can do, be it a secretary, I'll say it this way, from a secretary to being a doctor, a lawyer, a singer, a writer, a songwriter, a movie producer, whatever your dream is, just don't give up. Just hang in there.
Right. Oh, I mean, as far as you spoke about, as far as Living Legend, well, I kind of think that sometimes they go by the work that you've put in. Maybe you put in such a, you know, a lifetime of work, you know, and they thought maybe you deserved it. So,
well, 31 years. It's been 31 years now. So,
well,
they usually give you that, you know, achievement after 25 years or just like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing they do.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. It's a certain amount of time, but it's all in also what you do. I did I also benefit to a lot of charities, cancer research. I lost my parents, my mom, from cancer, breast cancer, and my sister is a survivor. So it's a lot of, you know, diabetes, and it's what you accomplish and what you give back. You know, it's a way of giving back. So it's just saying thank you, you know, because you want to be recognized. I mean, there's a lot of things that my husband and I, we sit up and we watch people that just came out and they already got a Walk of Fame on Hollywood Boulevard. I'm gonna put my name on there myself. I probably have to put it in a marker, but because I'm hanging in there. I know I've done things that they haven't even started yet. But just the way things go, that's what I mean by the business changed so quickly. I mean, give me a thing where people can walk and say, "Hey, there's Evelyn," you know.
Right.
I mean, you, right. When people before me even deserve it, haven't even seen one. So,
right.
You know, it's all about the way things are in the business.
Right. Well, in my opinion, you deserve it, of course. And
well, thank you. Please make sure you tell them, Timothy.
Well, I will. And I'm fighting. You're not the only one I'm fighting for right now. I'm fighting for Gloria Gaynor and Candy Staton, of course. They were
oh, yeah.
Before.
All of them, too. And those are good buddies of mine as well.
Okay, I didn't know that. They've all been on
the
show.
Yeah, Candy's like a mom.
Okay.
Candy Staton's like a mom to me and my husband.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We went to the U.K., and it was together. We did a little tour together in the U.K. It was so much
mm-hmm.
fun.
I both think both of them should receive the Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, and I've been pushing the issue with that, and heard their publicist as well. We've been pushing the issue with it, and I even signed a petition myself to even push the issue a little bit. So I'll put up the fight for that as well. You know, I mean,
that's right.
You guys have served so many years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know. You guys have paved the way for people that are out now, such as, you know, the Keisha Cole and the Brandys, you know, that are out
That's
now.
Right. That's
and,
right.
So, I mean, Nate, I asked her, are you going to be doing a track with 50 Cent or, you know, Ja Rule anytime soon? Or you know,
well,
you know,
I haven't, no, I, no.
You know, cause you got
no, well, that's not,
no
well, no, I haven't, we haven't discussed any, you know, I didn't hear of that until just now from you. But no, we haven't discussed anything of going in that era as of yet, which I personally know that, you know, a long time ago, a lot of people should have came together as artists and rappers, you know, doing things. They was already doing it. But, you know, it depends on what's going on and how I feel. I got to be comfortable. We have to all be comfortable with who we're stepping our talent with, you know.
Right,
and
right.
They all have... They're all different talents. I mean, I personally, I love to sing. And, you know, to collaborate with someone else, you never know what's going to happen in the future. So I'm not going to say never. So
right.
I don't know.
Right. Okay. I got to ask, any movies coming out? Movies or?
Well,
any...
I would love to do a movie one day. We're talking about a whole lot of things later on in the future because I want to be like Tina Turner. And hang in there, you know, look at her. She's doing great. She looks great. She's doing great.
Right, right.
That's another one of my idols. I mean, me and her got the legs, so hey. I know that that's a given. But, I mean, she's great. And to do a movie would be fabulous because I always wanted to be in a movie. Via sing or be an actress doing some kind of part in the movie. It's going to be either a comedian or... I don't want to, you know, be like in the mafia thing because I might have to shoot somebody. You know, you never know. You never know what they're going to put you in.
Yeah, right. That's right.
But that, but I am, just so you know, I am working with, I'm getting ready to work with, I had told you about Tony Haynes. He's my lyric writer. He has a, it's called You Write the Lyrics. And he has a book called Spirit Chili. So if you check him out on Facebook or, you know, go on the internet, I'm getting ready to do something like that. I mean, he invited me as well as a lot of other artists to come and collaborate him doing, it's a TV show, and it's where you write the lyrics. He writes, he's just a writer, a serious songwriter. And I'm going to be joining certain little things like that, doing whatever is complimentary to me, because I don't like to get into anything that is not Evelyn. So
right.
Whatever I'm doing is going to be on a positive for the youngsters that are growing up today, as well as for my peers, you know, and my fans from back in the day, just to let them know that I'm still hanging in there.
Right. I like what you just said a minute ago. You don't do things that's not Evelyn, because
I do not.
There's artists out there now that they, for instance, Neo was signed to Columbia one period of time, and they said, okay, Neo, we want you to be like Usher. We want you to have the image of Usher. And he said, no, if I can't be me, then I don't want to. Then I don't want to deal. You know what
right.
I mean?
That's
just,
right.
Well, you're crazy for not taking that deal. No, if I can't be me, then why? What's the use? You know what I mean?
That's
but,
right.
I like that you said that. I like that you said that.
Well, that's very important because you still have a, you still have a reputation to uphold. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I, people, you know, they're shocked because I did my first gospel song, and I was born in the, you know, I was raised singing in the church, so I'm a Baptist, you know, Christian. And here I did Open Up My Heart by Yolanda Adams. I did that. It's on, I forgot the name real quick, but it's on Time Life and,
okay.
Songs for Worship. I just recently done that. And that was my first ever, gospel song. I'm proud. I know my parents are like just rolling over, you know, just very proud of me because I've always wanted to do that. One day, me and my husband already talked about it, a Christmas CD, a gospel CD.
Right.
I know where I'm going to be going, you know, with my career. The thing is, I just got to be true to me of what I'm doing. So I'm very proud of that. And I want to thank all the supporters out there for that as well, for my gospel song. And thank you, Yolanda Adams, for, you know, such a serious, inspirational song. I chose that because I know that the words meant so much after what I've gone through and still going through.
Right. Ms. King, I've had you before, so I don't want to, continue to hold you up for so long. I know you have some of you performing, I believe, and you said you're on your way to Kentucky. You're going to be performing in Kentucky, and what was the other location?
Yes, I'm getting ready. I just came back. Like I said, I came back from Ocala, Florida. I came back from Huntsville, Alabama, Mission Viejo. I'm getting ready to go to New Jersey. It's in Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Okay.
I haven't seen that in so long. Washington, D.C., Boston, Kentucky, Jacksonville, Memphis, Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee. So this is every weekend you'll see me in a town or state or a city near you.
I've never met you before personally. I would love to meet you in person.
See your photo, so I know what you look like, so I hope to see you too.
Well, if you come to BET or some event, I'm always there, the Grammys or somewhere. I'm always there.
It.
So I'll pop out and I'll see you. Maybe we'll work together someday. Maybe, you know, I'll be on the album. But
we will. You never know.
Yeah. It was an honor to have you, and as I know all my other guests, please come back. Don't be a stranger. Please come back.
Anytime you see me,
just drop on by. But before
you
go, I have two more things I need for you to do for me. One, is there any last words or acknowledgments or shout-outs?
Yes, I want to shout out to all my family out there, the Kings, the Foxes, and let me see, the Kings, the Foxes, and the Kings and the Foxes. That's pretty much who I know. All my nieces and nephews, I love you. To my sister Wanda, I miss you very much in Jersey. And to my Aunt Pat in Atlanta, I just wanted to say that I want to thank all my fans and friends for all their support of 31 years. And thank you, T-Life, John Fitch, Ruben Cross, the Writers of Shame, and T-Life for bringing me, you know, to the light of all the people, Kashif, all the writers, songwriters, and everyone that has supported my career. Thank you so much for your love, and I'm still hanging in there, and you'll see me, like I said, in a town, state, city, country near you.
Miss King, this was like no other interview. Of all people that I've had, from Smokey Ida to Gloria, this was a totally oh my goodness, an unforgettable interview this is going to be. to have you. It's like I'm talking to a family member. It's truly a privilege to have such a legendary person of your stature to come on the
Thank
show.
You.
And once again, please feel free to come back. But before you go,
I will
tell your husband hello. Tell Troy.
I will. Don't forget. I want them to check out Freddie Fox as well. FreddieFox.com.
Okay.
Just check him out.
Okay. Crazy. Now check them out. And also her album, Open Book. You can purchase
Open
it on
Book.
The website right here. That's right. You can.
And it's
it
also on
right
iTunes.
Mhm. Yeah. That. Yeah. Right. That's exactly right. You can purchase from iTunes as well. And another thing, check out FreddieFox.com. Check out EvelynChampagneKing.com as well. Can you introduce before you go? Have a blessed day, and I look forward to coming back anytime on the show. Can you introduce one of your number one hits?
Which one would you like for me to introduce?
Shame? I have all three. I'm gonna play all three of them today, but you can pick the first
one
to start off with.
Hi, this is Evelyn Champagne King, and I would like for you to check out my number one hit forever, which is Shame.
Okay. Miss King, have a blessed day.
Thank you. You do the same.
Shout out to the one and only multi-talented Miss Evelyn Champagne King for coming on the show today. I'm going to read the latest entertainment news. Shout out to everybody for listening, tuning in, who called in, who are tuning in as we speak. IRS claims Robin Givens owes back taxes. DreamWorks is set to do a movie regarding Dr. Martin Luther King, but they will not go forward unless all these children come to some type of agreement. Sources say Rihanna has been spotted dating new artist Drake. You know, Drake is from the hit show. I think it's Ari Drake. I forget his last name. He's from Degrassi on the In Network. Those of you guys familiar with that show. Swiss Beats. Nas has asked the court to deny spouse support for live singer Khalees. You know, of course, she thinks she's pregnant by him as well. Swiss Beats also wants a divorce from his wife. I think Mandisha, I forget how the pronunciation of her name, but he wants a divorce from his wife. I think she's also an artist. Aretha Franklin canceled the concert, I think, at Brown University for various reasons. Nessie and Mom Frankie. I guess he's supposed to do a spinoff show from Chicago's The Way It Is. But fortunately, I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but we'll see. I would love to see Frankie and Effie, they one of those who made the show. And shout out to Keisha Cole. 50 Cent and Bette Midler have teamed up again for, they got this social organization that fixes the parks all across the world. And shout out to 50 Cent and Ms. Bette Midler, of course. That is your latest in entertainment news. Make sure you also check out Miss Evelyn Champagne King out on the road. For her location, she's going to be. Make sure you check her out. Let's continue to support our legend, you know, of back in the day. I'm going to jump into some more music, and I'll be right back. I don't have any upcoming guests as well on the show, but as it comes, I will post it. I'm going to jump into... I'm going to play all jams today, back in the day joints, since we had a legendary show today. Here's something from Miss Candy Staten. until young hearts run free.
What's the sense in sharing this one and only life? Ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years, and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks us to start over again. You'll get the babies, but you won't have your man. While he's busy loving every woman that he can. Say I'm gonna leave 100 times a day. It's easier said than done when you just can't break away. Oh, young heart, run free. And never be hung up like my man and me. My man.
Make sure you continue to support Miss Evelyn Shan. Thank you for the privilege to have her once again. And I'm going to end the show with her song, Baby, Baby, You Make My Love Come Down. Good night. I'm sorry. Have a blessed afternoon. And I'll see you soon. I'm out. Hey, Evelyn Shan, thank you, baby, make my love come down. Shout out to Evelyn Shan, thank you once again. Pick up her album, Open Book, on his website or Amazon.com. I'm out. One. Peace.
Thank you.